This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. If you were stuck on a desert island and could have only one book, which one would you choose? Well, that very question was asked of a well-known 20th century Christian writer, and his answer might surprise you. So stay with us today as we learn how his answer can help us to have a closer walk with Jesus.
If you want to have a closer walk with Jesus Christ, then I hope you'll stay with us today, because Jesus has a word for you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another day of life in your world. How good it is to live with you. We especially thank you this day for the grace you've shown us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're grateful for your holy word, which encourages us and strengthens us and guides us along the way. So, Lord, we come again into your presence and ask you to feed us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our reading for today is from John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That soul,
just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Dear friends, in our passage for today, Jesus answers us, I have answered your plea. Listen to these words that Jesus spoke again to the Jews that had begun to believe in him. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He's talking to people who have taken a step towards believing in him. And now he goes on to say, if you want to truly be my disciples, continue in my word. We see some words there that we need to look at carefully. Continue, Jesus said. It's the word that means abide, stick with, remain in, learn it, work with it in your life, obey it as your authority, trust it that it really is God's wisdom from above. If you continue in my word, what's he talking about there? He's talking about his message. The message that he brought to the world of who he was and about a God who loves us and wants to have a relationship with us. Jesus being the Son of God saying, my word is talking about probably all the scripture, isn't he? For it's God's word. Truly my disciples, he says, you will be, if you continue in it. Real disciples of Jesus Christ are devoted to the word of God. They know it, they believe it, they study it, they trust it, they give it authority, they take it seriously, and they operate their lives by it. Then you are truly my disciples. And Jesus said, and here's the promise, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What's the truth? Didn't Jesus refer to himself as the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. You'll come to know him in a more personal and intimate way. And as we live with Mr. Truth, Jesus, with him in his word, he is going to teach us God's truth that we need to know. For our lives, he reveals to us the heart of God, that this God created me, that he loves me, that I am important and precious in his sight, and I need him for life. He shows me myself, that I need God. I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. Like a helpless sheep who has nibbled himself lost, I need the care of a shepherd. He reminds me that God has provided the solution for my lostness, that he has given us his Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, who takes away my sin. He continues, as I live with him in his word, to help me to see over and over again that I really do need him to take over my life and direct me, because he and he alone knows what can make my life work. He and he alone knows what brings satisfaction, what brings abundance, what brings the good life that God had intended for me to experience when he put me in this world. He really does know what makes life add up to something. As he takes me through his truth, he challenges my natural ways of thinking and says, no, think about this is God's way. Do it God's way. This is what makes life add up. He challenges my very core values and my instincts as a human being and puts me on paths of righteousness. And then he is continually teaching me how faithful and present he is, and that he means what he says, that he keeps his promises to us. And Jesus said, as you get to know me and my word, this truth that you learn will make you free. Free from what? The crowd would ask him later, and Jesus would say, free from the power of sin. As we know, every one of us has sin in our lives. Not just things that we do, but it's actually at the very core of our being, like a power that holds sway over us. I've heard people describe it as an addictive power. Jesus said, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Every one of us has sin in our lives, self-destructive behaviors and attitudes that keep us away from a close relationship with God and messes up our relationship not only with God but with the people around us. And Jesus says you will know the truth, and the truth can set you free from that. He sets us free with a word of forgiveness as he points us to the cross and reminds us that I have paid the penalty for your sins. But he also frees us from its hold upon us, the hold of sin on our lives. He changes us. It changes us on the inside and gives us power to break that destructive hold that sin has on our life as we live as new creations in Jesus Christ. And not only does he free us from its power over us, but he sets us free from the consequences of sin. Scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of eternal life comes through Jesus Christ. He reminds us that Jesus, the truth, has given himself for us, and God raised him on the third day, and all who trust in him shall have eternal life. Which means then that I'm free from a sense of fear and hopelessness as I look into the future. As I face each day, I know I am not alone, that nothing can separate me from the love of God and Jesus Christ my Lord, not even death. His eyes on the sparrow, as the song says, and I know he's watching me. Quite an offer, isn't it, that Jesus gives to us this day. As he says, you want a closer walk with me? Devote yourself to my word. Continue in it, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. As we look at these words of Jesus, but couldn't help but wonder, what would you consider to be the most important word in this passage for us this day, for you and me? Is it continue? Well, it is important that we continue in his word, that we abide with it, that we stick with it. Is it the word? Oh, well, of course the word's important as well. Truth. Truth is important. And free. We love to hear that word, freedom, new possibilities. But the most important word in this passage today for you and for me is the word if. If you continue in my word, Jesus said. It's a conditional promise, isn't it? If you continue in my word, you're my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. It's kind of up to you and to me, isn't it? If you continue in my word, inviting us to take a step, to involve ourselves in being people of the word. There's a wonderful story about G.K. Chesterton, the old joy-filled Christian from the past, answered a question one time. It was asked of him, I'll ask you, if you were marooned on a desert island and could have only a single book with you, what would you choose? Somebody once asked Chesterton this question, and given his reputation as one of the most creative Christian writers in the first half of the 20th century, one would naturally expect his response would be, well, the Bible. But it wasn't. Chesterton chose Thomas's Guide to Practical Shipbuilding. Which makes sense, of course. When we're trapped on an island, we want a book that will help get us home. We don't want to be entertained or informed. We want a book that will show us how to be saved from our situation. The truth is that every one of us are trapped in patterns of thought and behavior that lead to death, called sin. Chesterton himself once said that the doctrine of the fall into sin is the one Christian belief that is empirically verifiable. We are all trapped on an island, where we know neither ourselves nor God and are looking for a message that help is on the way. The followers of Jesus Christ have historically sought to be a people devoted to continuing in the word. Let us be a people of one book, the word of God. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we make a commitment to daily open it up and read it and have a devotional time with Jesus, to pray to him as we open it and ask, Lord, what do you want to teach me today? And just read a little bit at a time. Take the Gospel of John, for instance. Read a paragraph or two. And just ask some questions of the text. What is he saying? What does this have to do with God? What does this have to do with me? What is he asking me or telling me I could be doing here with my life? What is he promising? And then just walk with that. Take a verse of it and walk with it through the day. Be a person of the book. Get involved with daily devotion, reading of the Bible. Some of us want to go, what we would say, maybe a little more in depth than devotional reading even. I would encourage you to get yourself a good Bible study book and perhaps get into a class. One of my favorite classes that really turned me around in understanding the Bible was Divine Drama, written by Harry Wendt. I recommend it highly to you. Last year, my congregation and myself did a book called The Story, which is the narrative of the whole Bible, and it has questions in the back of it for each chapter of it. It was a 31-week experience that literally brought people back to life again in their love of God's Word. I recommend that to you if you want to get a little more knowledgeable about what's in that book called the Bible. I would encourage you to take it for a test run. When Jesus gives a commandment or offers some wisdom about forgiving someone else, for instance, forgive those that have hurt you, or what does it profit a person to gain the whole world and lose his soul? To take him at his word and start thinking, does Jesus know what he's talking about here? And I'm going to live my life in accordance with that word instead of what the world is telling me. And discover for yourself the truth that is in that wisdom of Jesus. Never neglect to participate in worship. If you're going to be devoted to the word, you need to come to worship and hear that word. Thank you for tuning in to us here on the radio. I encourage you as well, if you're near a church, participate in worship where you can hear that word of God again and again that reminds us of our forgiveness, the grace of God and his love for us. And finally, what I think is really valuable is find a friend or two to study together with. I am really convinced that there is so much value when a small group of people get together around the Word of God and begin to deal with questions about that Word, maybe in a little Bible study type of experience, and begin to challenge one another and share experiences with one another as to how this Jesus Christ makes a difference in your life. And encourage each other and hold each other accountable around the Word of God. It can be such a blessing. In my congregation, we have over 600 adults that meet weekly in small groups, and they study that Word, and I have seen such life change in so many of our folks that have taken the time to gather with other Christians around the Word of God. So it really does come down to that word, if. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's quite an offer for the disciple of Jesus Christ. Continue in my word. And as we do that, we realize that that song that we sing, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee, Grant That Jesus Is My Plea," is a possibility. He has granted our plea. He's given us his word. Draw close to him and be a person of the word. Amen.
Just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
But thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Let's pray. Lord, we do desire a closer walk with Jesus, and you've shown us this day, once again, that that closer walk can happen as we devote ourselves to your holy word. Lord, help us to be more disciplined, more intentional in our getting to know Jesus. Help us, O God, in the midst of our busyness and distractions, to remember to open that book, your holy word, Scripture, and allow that Savior to speak to us on a daily basis. Oh, how we need your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask your help. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to continue walking in God's Word in order to become closer to Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider, if you're able, to consider a gift of your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. You can also find this week's message, as well as past messages, online on our website. Be sure to check out ChristianCrusaders.org. You'll find an audio and printed copy of today's program, as well as many other inspirational tools. We are happy you chose to worship with us today, and pray that you'll join us again next week on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Pastor on Christian Crusaders. Christian Crusaders is now in its 76th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.